That's 686-2237.
Hardwood had chopped away. Breer gets to into the corner. Power play about to expire. Now it's over. Breer on the left circle. Wine shoots. He scores! And Danny Breer buries it. The Flyers lead it 3-0 in the second. Giroux plays it out at center ice. Van Riemsdyk, right wing pass. Aaron Asham back into the middle. Giroux on the backhand. Took the shot. He scores! And make it 6 goals for the Flyers. The floodgates have opened in game one for the Habs. And the Flyers in command of game one.
America, we're going to talk about the oil spill and give you Sarah Palin's thoughts on what's going on in Arizona with a tough immigration law and a slew of other things. And from every nook and cranny where you are listening to me, you know from the bottom of my heart, I am a Philadelphia Flyers fan. And I cannot believe, first of all, that the Flyers got by Boston and did it. After being in the hole, they were down 3 games, reeled it off, took it to a 7, won by a goal, 4-3, then ends up pounding the Habs in the opener 6-0. And why do we start with this? Because, my friends, we are leaping here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, from across our borders to reach out and touch Sam in Montreal, who is a huge Canadian fan. Sam, a rough game for your Montreal Canadiens.
Hey, it's only the first game, Kate.
That's right. But you know, I got to tell you, they
maybe
pounded
the next game
them.
You might go out and lose 3-2. But look, I mean, you were beating us to the puck. You had chances. I mean, but you got to give your goalie credit. Even though they weren't spectacular saves, he made the saves when he had to.
That's right.
So, the Flyers running on adrenaline and all that. It was a combination of all those things. So, you know, we'll see what happens Tuesday.
Yeah, no kidding. It's crazy. It's been such a long time since this team that has been known in its past for comebacks has found themselves in this position. So what a Sunday night opener for them. But, you know,
right. We'll
see. Like you said, we'll see what happens in the next couple of games. What the next game is, Tuesday?
Tuesday night, yeah. And in fact, the local news let off what else, the Canadians. And, you know, a lot of people were leaving bars at the end of the second, and the police were saying it was quiet. Because, you know, after what happened Wednesday night there, they blocked off certain parts of they blocked off St. Catherine Street. You know, not the whole street, but, you know, from certain streets to certain streets, you know. So, and if it does go to a seventh game, they jokingly said, we might have to call up the army, you know, because
they don't want problems. They don't want cars on fire, yeah.
Right, for sure. Yeah, but let me ask you this. Are Flyer fans that crazy?
Well, you know how the Eagles fans are. No, I don't think the Flyers fans are like that. I think they're rabid in their own way.
Right.
But if you were looking for fans that are crazy in Philadelphia, it might be a toss-up now between the Phillies and the Eagles. Not as much with the Flyers, I don't think.
Okay. And I watched this afternoon's game, and I think, if anything, the Chicago-San Jose series will definitely go 7 games.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I saw a little bit of that.
Okay, now to add a little bit sports and politics. I've been reading that unless Arizona repeals this quote-unquote new law, that some people are telling Major League Baseball, you know, because the 2011 All-Star Game is supposed to be held in Arizona, is like, you know, take it back, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Don't hold it there. You know, so they're bringing sports and politics into it.
I know, and I think that's wrong. I think that was already on the docket. Why drag Major League Baseball into this? They already did it with the Suns, but the Suns wore the jerseys on Cinco de Mayo, Los Suns, whatever. I agree with you. They should leave it alone. But that's not how this thing is rolling out.
And it is unfortunate. I mean, why make people who have worked hard to try and bring the All-Star Game to Arizona, just because the governor is someone put it, a closet Hitler. I said, that's pushing it. Because he's only, you know, that, I think that was pushing it, and I told that person to apologize ASAP.
Well, see, here's what the problem is.
What?
I back up the governor, and the reason I do, Sam, is because nobody, I had a friend who's extremely liberal, who lived in Arizona with his two sons and his wife, loved it, loved living in Phoenix, lived in Tucson, lived in Phoenix, and then said, you know what, I can't raise my kids here. It's that bad. We are so overrun. We're having problems in the schools.
Right.
We can't do it anymore. And they moved. This is my most liberal friend. So he's not saying, oh, it's the Hispanics and the Latino groups, and they're just wrong about all of this. He's saying, he has an open mind, and he's like, it's just so bad. The gang stuff is more than that is ever reported. There's 500,000 illegals in Arizona, and it's, in the border areas, it's terrible. But even in the bigger cities, they're having all of these problems. And so the governor, not even so much the governor, just the member of the House and Senate, the state House and Senate there, said, okay, we're going to do something because the feds are not doing anything. They're sitting on their hands. There's no fence to speak of. There's no whatever. All these things that were going to happen.
Right. And like you and I have talked before, I have this strange feeling this is going to go to the Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, what about this woman I'm hearing that Obama picked to be his new Supreme Court nominee? What do you know about her?
Well, we've talked about her a ton on America Tonight. She has the biggest thing that she doesn't have is she was never a judge. So this would be the first time in 40 years that you would have somebody who wasn't a judge because Sonia Sotomayor was.
Right.
So Kagan doesn't have that. What she has is she's got a right now she's the Solicitor General. She's got a extensive background that includes, you know, being the dean at Harvard University. She's only even appeared in court once as a litigant since she became the top Supreme Court lawyer, the Solicitor General. So she doesn't have a paper trail. That's what they call it, a paper trail that you can go through and say, okay, these were the decisions. This is what she's done. She served in the Clinton White House in the mid-90s.
Right.
And so she's got a background of a couple of different things, legal related, but nothing on the judge side of it. It's none of that kind of stuff. And we'll see.
Okay, now obviously you know more about this than I do. So could the committee say, no, we refuse you, we don't want you on the Supreme Court? Now obviously, could they do that?
Well, they could not confirm her. That's what they would do. They wouldn't confirm her. But I think it's going to be a tough run for her, but I think they'll probably confirm her. Here's another interesting thing. Mm. If Kagan does get in, do you know the Supreme Court would, for the first time, not have one Protestant on the court? It would only be Catholics and Jewish folks?
Hey, you and I.
That's it.
you and I together. Oh. What? Okay, just to get. Remember my nephew Joseph had from the Dawson shooting?
Yeah.
Okay, right now he's starting student teaching. Just to give you an update.
Ooh.
And you know, he's loving it.
Good for him to overcome that. And that was. We're talking 2 years ago, right? 3 years ago. Almost.
It's going to be 4 years in September.
Wow, 4 years. Almost 4 years. I didn't even realize that. That's awful. But good for him. It shows you that you can overcome things. Thanks, Sam. We'll see what happens on Tuesday. I'm sure we'll be talking to you before then. Coming up on the flip side, Sarah Palin's thoughts on what's happening in Arizona.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show, from coast to coast, left to right, and all the spots in between. I don't care what your politics are. You, if you have an opinion, are certainly welcome to jump on board and throw in your two cents on any of the things that that we happen to mention. Like, do you think the Flyers are going to beat the Canadiens? That's an important one. 800-259-5791. Or the oil spill. Do you think it's going to go all the way up to Miami? That was one of the doom and gloom forecasts. Now, the only bright spot was this thing about siphoning some of the oil with this mile-long pipe, and they were able to get some of it off. But in the meantime, the thick stuff is still headed to the shores, and it's still 10 miles longer or more. And they still don't have the flow capped off. As long as the flow is going, there, I think there is that danger. And if you're BP, what are you trying to do? If I was the publicity person for BP, you're looking for any positive spin that you can find. You are just trying to fend off the wolves, because BP is now, it's like, you know, AIG was the three dreaded letters. That's the two dreaded letters, BP. And I still don't feel like we shouldn't have offshore drilling, because it's a necessity, since all the other possibilities were capped off and they didn't pursue them. They being the various people who had the technology, the knowledge to push forward with other alternatives that we didn't develop in this country until the ninth hour. So we're in the ninth hour. We have to have the oil. We cannot continue to go down this same stupid path of being dependent on foreign oil, friendly or not. We cannot do that. So this has turned out to be ugly in many different directions. For the environment, for the idea of offshore drilling, forget about it in Florida. I mean, they massively want nothing to do with offshore drilling. I don't think that happens. Everybody else will suck the oil off the coast way out there, past the shores of Key West and beyond. But we won't be doing it, because the Floridians won't stand for it, particularly if this oil touches down on any of their beaches, right? That's not happening. All right, so we move from the oil spill and whether it reaches Miami or not to the massive publicity that is negative that is descending upon Arizona over the illegal immigration law that's on the books there but has not kicked in and probably will not be enacted, because I think there'll be some kind of a stay of it because of the constitutional challenges. I don't imagine that'll happen. But if you really read the law, it's already something that federally is on the books, and it isn't what's being portrayed of the profiling thing, although it does make for some great late-night comedy, I have to say. Some of the best comedy writers have really been able to take advantage of what's gone on in Arizona. But it's not a fun and games thing for the governor, who is just fending off the tag of being the nastiest human on the face of the earth. And how could she possibly have signed that into law when she had the chance to stop it? And what are they thinking? And, oh, the humanity and all this other kind of stuff. And, you know, at this point, does she need guards to escort her home is outrageous, I think. Absolutely outrageous. Because I don't think this even happens. I don't think the cops, while they might be getting trained for it, or the state police, are going to be enforcing this so-called new, tougher immigration law, because I don't think it'll see the light of day. I could be wrong. It depends on how fast it goes through the court system. But I say bravo to you, Governor Jan Brewer. Bravo to you for having the cojones that you really don't physically have to stand up to the noise that is being hurled at you. When she said over and over again, she really debated this and debated what to do. But the avalanche of complaints that have landed on her desk, it's the other side that nobody wants to talk about. Why is that? Why are we not talking about all sides of the illegal immigration problem? What about the schools? What about what's happening with the anchor babies, and what's happening in the hospitals, and what's happening with the gangs? I mean, I could go on and on. I have personal examples from people that I know. I've said this till I'm blue in the face as to really what's happening, particularly in Arizona, which is the state that's gotten hit the worst. So this is just easy to cap on her, I think. Way too easy. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York.
Yeah, I hope you can give me as much time as you can. You always do. Just a couple of topics. I wanted to call you about a book about, talked about Western guilt and how we face the jihadists, but I'll wait till tomorrow. But it's just another piece of what I feel about the president, who someone on an older talk radio called a jihadist president, and it's getting kind of scary, Kate. But as far as the Arizona, you're absolutely right. I'm just reading this in the new issue of Gun Week, which is published by the Second Amendment Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
It said, despite the backlash and opposition demonstrations across the country about immigration, listen to these states. North Carolina, Maryland, Colorado, Missouri, Ohio, and several other states are considering following Arizona's lead via state legislation to stem the tide of illegal immigration, end quote. Isn't that amazing? Even Maryland's in that, because people are sick and tired of the theft of the resources of the country. I'm sorry, America. Well, I'm not sorry. And with the anchor babies, you got to realize it's going too far. So I don't.
That's exactly the problem. I mean, you talk to anybody in California, you talk to anybody in Arizona, and as you just said, Maryland is one of the states, because we're all automatically always thinking the border states. It's what's happening in the schools, Mark, with the school
right.
lunch programs, with the handouts
English.
That is crippled. Yes, the English problem. Yes, it's how crazy is that? That wouldn't happen to us. It was the reverse in another country. I don't get
right.
it.
Right, you're absolutely right. And it's of a piece of the political correctness that we cannot explain. Talk about the negative effects, just as if the attorney general and the president will not say jihadists or terrorism when it's staring them in the face. It's incredible. That's the same political correctness. It's either going to tear the country apart, or this is a step in the right direction to have an honest conversation about what's going on and change it, whether they like it or not. And that was just one topic. I had to cut myself off. As far as Ms. Kagan, we know she's an enemy of the First and Second Amendment, but this is very key. And I thought this was slick of the Obama administration, because if you remember, people they'll say, well, give me examples. When the two gun cases against the Supreme came up against the Supreme Court, the Obama administration and the Bush administration, but especially the Obama administration, their people, the Solicitor General, who was a Kagan, and their deputies argued against the right to self-defense and the right to keep and bear arms. No matter what they say, how she gets along with conservatives, she doesn't believe in her right to self-defense, and I believe it has a lot to do with her upbringing as far as being Jewish. I'm not bringing that up. They brought it up because we don't have any more Protestants on the Catholic Church, we don't have Protestants on the Supreme Court. The reason I bring that up is because also remember very, very, just in the recent past, the Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission. The deputy Solicitor General, under orders from Kagan, argued that it would be appropriate if a book under McCain-Feingold, under the current election law the way it is, if you mentioned the candidate's name, that they could burn books. And I was walking from my truck, you know, listening to Sam. I said, damn, that's why they didn't let Kagan say it. The deputy Solicitor General under Kagan made that statement when he was asked by a justice, could we ban books?
Mm-hmm, I remember.
And he said yes, but that's the reason. Now, you have to understand, America, the Deputy Solicitor General serves under Kagan, who serves under Obama. That's their position. So talk about being against the First Amendment. Of course Kagan is. Of course the President is. It's very similar to when the President fobbed off the responsibility for some decision to Eric Holder. Eric Holder serves at the discretion of the President. Nothing he does or says is not in accordance with Obama, nor with Kagan. So they're enemies of the First Amendment, enemies of the Second Amendment. Look at the Supreme Court. The minutes are out there for you to read. Look at what they say. And I just thought it was slick that they can't get her as saying that during the Clinton Citizen versus United versus
right.
FTC. But you see how that works? It was just
easy to bury the comments. Yeah.
Right. And just one last thing. I'll make this quick. There's a guy named Sweeney who's a captain. This has to do with the oil rig. He said that those rigs, they have a voice data recorder, like a black box, like the airplanes.
Sure.
And they have logs. For some reason, the voice data recorder and the logs are missing. Now, I know you're going to commercial break, so let me say this. Some guy said that they were arguing on the rig, trying to get it ready for the BP executives, and they had some kind of argument, which brought the had something to do with it. Now, I don't know about that, whether it's true or not. It was just a caller to a radio show. But here's my key thing. The voice data recorder and the logs are missing. And you'll hear this on Rush Limbaugh or Michael Savage. Was the word said on the rig before the explosion, Allahu Akbar? If that's true, we'll never get the truth, Kate. Thanks.
All right, so Mark is now saying that there's more of this in the BP thing. I happen to see a great interview that was done on 60 Minutes, Scott Pelley did, and there was nothing about Allahu Akbar whatsoever. There was, in fact, the final guy that was on the rig that had to jump to his almost death.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air there to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Mark, as much as I can appreciate a good conspiracy and conspiracy entrepreneurs, I can't go along with the thing on the oil platform. I mean, listen, if it were so, I would be the first one screaming it, but I do not believe it based on some of the things I know from what little oil connections I have. It's not terrorism, it's stupidity. There wasn't Allah Akbar being shouted. Instead, it was hide the blowout preventer evidence. I think that's more likely what happened. They screwed up. What happened was, for my money, BP wanted all of its money, and so they took a shortcut where for 7 years they had this great safety record, but they did not want to. They got in an argument with the other subcontractor in what they were doing with the well, and in a crucial point, and they were arguing, and a crucial point, who's the boss? Transocean, are you the boss, or is BP the boss? BP decided they were the boss. That's the argument, Mark. So whoever the caller was on whatever radio show, kudos for being a conspiracy entrepreneur, but I'm not buying that one. I think it's cut and dried. BP tried to cut corners, and I think that they're trying to cover their tracks is what I believe. And in cutting corners, didn't think that well was going to explode the way it did. And sure enough, there was some damage that had been done. So they shouldn't have been able to do what they were trying to do anyway, and they couldn't test the pressure. And in fact, one of the guys that was on the rig while it was burning, probably one of the last people off of it, that had to ultimately jump down 10 floors, talked about what was behind him in the end. And I think he's trying to out BP for what they did and why they didn't take the next necessary precautions and didn't have the backup plan in place in the first place. So, and we've talked about this oil thing. It's crazy. It's screwy. It's sickening to me what's happened there. But it goes back to the whole greed thing. We want ours, we want our peace now, and we're not willing to do that. So BP is scrambling. It's a public relations nightmare for them, and it's costing them millions and millions of dollars. But they got this mile-long tube that is sucking oil away from the Gulf well. That's the latest thing that they are trying to do. You still have the huge underwater oil plumes in the Gulf of Mexico. And if anything, the conspiracy is to cover up what they're complicit for. That's the conspiracy, my friends, is the fact that they don't want to eat crow on this one. They don't want to say that they were too greedy for their own good. All right, I keep promising that we're going to go to Sarah Palin. So let's do it. Palin, for her part, is backing up the governor of Arizona, as am I, for, I think, the fact that she was willing to sign this immigration law and has had to defend it over and over and over and over again. I mean, I believe she knew that this was going to be a powder keg, but how big this storm has become, I don't know that they really realized that. Here were Palin's thoughts.
We will be a better nation, a more secure nation, because of Arizona's actions.
Come visit Arizona. You could say that here, they're doing the job that our federal government will not do.
See, I mean, she is right on that. The feds left it in everybody else's lap. So what do you do when you're the state and it's crippling your state? You're the governor. You're charged with helping the people. That state, Senate, and House, same thing. That's what they're supposed to do. So because the feds wouldn't do it, they had to take up the cause. If nothing, to me, it was a signal for help. That's what I think it was. It was a signal for help. And shame on Eric Holder, the attorney general, who's having all these opinions about this Arizona law, but yet he hasn't even read it. Give me a break. And then when we come up with these problems like Times Square and Faisal Shahzad, why can we not say it's radical Islam? That's what's happened to him. He was radicalized. He was assimilated. He was waiting. It is what it is. He's saying it himself. I don't understand what the semantics over the words. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. You may have a different twist on this. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Izzy is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
A bit tired, but I'll make it.
I understand.
Boy, it's been a hard time getting us through. Last week I just gave up. I said, oh, forget it.
Okay.
Anyway, not sure I agree with Mark either on the conspiracy, but I think there were some other things at work. And actually, it's rather interesting that this incident kind of follows the movie that Steven Seagal made called On Deadly Ground, on taking shortcuts. I was really fascinated when I made the comparison, but that's really neither here nor there. Kagan covered up plagiarism while she was dean at Harvard, her position at Harvard. She covered up plagiarism twice. Okay? And then she's covered up other things, and I'm like, if she gets appointed, we know we're doomed. Because that ass in Washington knows exactly what she is about from her days in Chicago. The whole mess of, I mean, everybody in Chicago knows. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I agree with that, that she's part of that Chicago gang. And there's no question. It's like Rahm Emanuel. It's like Robert Gibbs, who's the White House spokesperson, any of them. They're all in that same, they're all rowing the same boat. You're right.
Well, I mean, she has so many black eyes in her career, and I don't understand why they're not bringing them out. Why didn't they bring out all the illegal votes during the election? Golly, Acorn just kept digging up dead people. That's another story, too.
Yeah, no
illegal.
Kidding. That was a story that was underreported, too, by the way. And then finally, ABC and other people jumped on what was going on with Acorn. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, you're right.
With the illegals, I also have a friend in Arizona, and she's a senior, a former federal government worker. And she said, I'm terrified to go out at night. I cannot leave my house at night. And she lives in a gated community. She said, they are like locusts there, and they are vicious. And I'm like, this is true. Okay, I just found 3 more illegals in my town, working for a construction company, under the table, making $7.25 an hour. Minimum wage, granted, but still, they're not paying taxes. And I have the names of every one of them. Thank God I have a little snitch here and there. And I'm just so furious. And I thought, that's it, Monday morning, I'm calling ICE. I don't care, I'll raise so much hell. But something has to be done about these illegals. They are like locusts. They're everywhere. And the very idea that an illegal or a group of them can march and then have American citizen politicians defend them, I find that anti-American to the hilt by our politicians. And I think every one of them should be booted from office. I'm so angry about this illegal situation and so angry at people that defend it. I just want to spit nails, about ready to spit splinters as it is.
You're not alone in that, and I've said from my own experiences the same thing. You take care, get some rest. She said her friend who's a senior, the guy that I knew was not, he was in his early 40s, that had the 2 sons, and couldn't be more liberal, couldn't be more anti the wall, couldn't be more anti the Minutemen, couldn't be more anti any of that. But boy, he was changing his tune when he was talking to me on the phone and moving his family. Because he was worried. He was worried about his sons at school aged. He was worried about the same thing about at night and going out to the ball fields and stuff because there were problems. I mean, problems that were being ignored, or there just wasn't enough people to take care of some of the things that happened that broke out. So I'm going to go with the fact that it is pretty bad, and probably not every single town. You know, you can never have a blanket statement like that and have it stand up under the light of day. But I believe Arizona really is rocked by this. And with that many people and the circumstances and the schools and the hospitals and the problems, I mean, come on. And it is, she's right. I pin it on the politicians too, because there's no reason to have this being called names. There's no reason for one American to be screaming at another American saying you're a racist, you're this. It's an easy word to throw out. It's like the $10 word now that people just fling it out at anything. And, you know, you obviously hate Hispanic people and you hate Latinos and all this stuff. And that's ridiculous. Because I can also, and I've said this before and I'll say this again. You go to Miami and look at the Cubans that have killed themselves to get there, literally. And the conservative core and the more liberal core, if you will, even. And trust me, they're not waving the flag for this cause whatsoever. They're not saying, oh, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Pathway to citizenship. Let's get everybody in and joining the party. That's quite the opposite because of what they've had to go through. And many of us do know people that have come from other places, not just Mexico, but other places, and become American citizens and watched what that process was like. It's a situation we shouldn't be in. That's the problem. And it shouldn't be American against American and some sort of civil war part two, because the people in charge, the people that we elected to be in charge, didn't spend time on this, didn't see that it was enforced when the laws were in the books during the Reagan years. Imagine if more of the plants had been broken up. Imagine if more people had been chased away and more heads had rolled on fake documentation. Because now at this point, too, the documents are so bloody good. How do you get around that? And the answer is it's really tough. Because a few bucks here and there, it's easy to get the right forger to do the right thing. And it's hard to figure out who's here legally and who's not. That, just like that. Coming up, we're going to turn to sports for a second. Sports shorts. And we'll start with the Flyers and, of course, the Preakness as well. Hang with us.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent protected protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Like doing, laughing after the Preakness. Boy, I could just tear up my ticket. And I'll tell you how all of you fared with our trifecta challenge. It was such a good idea. You could have just emptied out the prize closet. It is so hard to do these things, though. Even when you have condensed amount of numbers, even if it's just 12, it's hard to do. We're going to get to that in a second. But before we do, I did have a really, really happy thing happen to me on Friday. Happy, happy Friday. And the reason why is because I'm, you know, a big-time Flyers fan. And the Flyers, I really just sort of tossed them out. I was the naysayer. I hate to say it. I was the fan that just said, forget it. I don't even want to watch this. This is embarrassing. The Bruins are killing us. And they were in the hole 3-0. And they came back on, this is a rewind to Friday, by the way, because we'll fast forward it for you. But on Friday, they came through in a big way because they were able, in a Game 7, to knock off the Bruins. Take a listen to this.
25 left in the power play. Gagne on the left circle. Sign to the net to Billy Leno. He'll find Mike Richards on the right circle. He threw it out in front. Here's Gagne with a shot. He scores! Gagne scores! And it's the biggest goal of his season as Simone Gagne on the power play gives the Flyers their first lead of the game. Boston keeps it in. Another shot blocked by Giroux. They're going to do it. And Claude Giroux lays it all the way down the ice. Unbelievable. History will be made. It just was. The Flyers down 3-0, come all the way back and win Game 7 4-3.
Yeah, that's amazing. 4-3. So it didn't take them long to come down to earth and to have to start their Eastern Conference Finals on Sunday night. And then how do they roll after that? They come back and they shut down the Canadiens 6-0. Many of you who listen to America Tonight know that Sam in Montreal is a diehard Canadiens fan. He's a huge hockey guy, and he always calls, and he'll mention hockey and make hockey comments, among the other things. And so his team, the Canadiens, right now have to climb out of that one-game loss that I was stunned that it was 6-0. So there's adrenaline in the works here, and the Flyers would like to be back in the Stanley Cup Finals. We'll see if it actually happens, but that certainly is one of the things that tops sports shorts. You're a hockey fan, my friend Matt Johnson, and that was pretty big. I think the Flyers beating the Bruins was really the huge story heading into the weekend, certainly, in a Game 7 where they were down. I mean, that just does not happen. It's very rare.
Yeah, I mean, it's only happened 2 times before in NHL history with the Maple Leafs, and I can't remember, who was it? The Islanders, I believe.
It was the Islanders, yeah.
And so, I mean, that's huge. And I was out at an establishment with my buddies watching the Flyers game. He's a huge Flyers fan, and he was going crazy, high-fiving everyone around the bar. So it was a fun time, definitely, on Friday. I was watching that game as well.
Yeah, no kidding. And Matt's right, you know, it's only happened 3 times in NHL history, and the NHL history goes way back, my friends. Way, 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 way back. So, this was a big deal. And the Flyers said that there wasn't going to be a big emotional carryover from what happened with Boston on Friday, that they were just going to focus, clamp down, and focus on the next game. And boy, they certainly proved that. In coming out of the gate the way they did, it's nice to come up with a win right away and in front of the home crowd in Philadelphia. They were just beyond psyched. So they didn't need a comeback, at least yet. At this point, it's too early to make any kind of bold predictions about the series, especially with how horrible I did the last time around. And speaking of horrible, the Preakness was the big story over the weekend, the second leg of the Triple Crown, and whether or not Super Saver would be able to nail it in Baltimore and then worry about what happens in New York. Well, it hardly turned out that way. Listen to Tom Durkin's call of the Preakness.
They're at the top of the stretch. Look at Lucky first dude, Tower Quintana is next on the far outside there. Is he want a twist? Looking to pull a big upset. And also Jackson Bend closing relentlessly in between horses. Jackson Bend looking at Lucky first dude. And you want a twist on the outside? You're looking at Lucky! You're looking at Lucky in the Preakness to win it by a half leg.
Yep, looking at Lucky, the horse that I thought was going to win the Derby, ended up winning the Preakness because, of course, the track was dry, it was firm, it was fine. It was perfect for the horse, and so I'm not really stunned that Looking at Lucky did what Looking at Lucky did, but I did not think that the Derby horse would come in eighth, and that's exactly what happened with Super Saver. A lot of people thought at least Super Saver would be in the money somehow, win, place, or show, right? So not even show. Super Saver, the favorite, faded. I mean, really, really, really faded. But what's also interesting is looking at Lucky or Super Saver, neither one of them is going to run in the Belmont Stakes on June 5th. So that means a different horse will win all 3 legs of this year's Triple Crown. Nobody, just for history's sake, because I'm all about records, no one has won the Triple Crown since Affirm did it in 1978. This is the longest drought that we've had between Triple Crown winners since the first horse to win all 3 races did it back in 1919. Sir Barton was the name of the horse, but it's not going to happen again this year. Looking at Lucky was just not in it. And what was interesting is First Dude came in second, and I was watching that race, and I'll be honest, I had a superfecta going, and it didn't first dude screwed up that superfecta. I was watching that horse, and I said, oh, he came out too fast. I just guarantee that somehow he's going to end up in this. He's going to fight through this, and he's going to end up in the lane, and he's going to end up being able to take it, if not take the race, at least finish second, at the worst, third. So how about that? So Super Saver ran out of gas. And my friends, Trifecta Challenge, I appreciate everybody calling. We'll do it again before the Belmont. Nobody hit it. Nobody hit it. Combination of different horses. Even somebody had first dude, but not the other horses. It's so tough to do. Matt, you were probably watching this race as well. Boy, Super Saver just didn't have it, did not have it.
Yeah, Super Saver, Calvin Burrell, he had in second place for most of the race until they came around the final turn, and then he just died, and he was sent back to the middle of the pack pretty much, and then it was Looking at Lucky. I kept saying Lucky Louie.
I know.
Looking at Lucky and First Dude were kind of going head to head there, and then Looking at Lucky pulled that out.
Yeah, no kidding. And so different horse, and those two aren't even going to be in the Belmont, which means that it'll be all. It could be some of the horses.
Big ratings for the Belmont.
Big ratings for the Belmont.
Yeah,
low ratings for the Belmont. Although it was huge ratings for the Kentucky Derby. There's always that build-up. The Derby has the edge because, you know, it's like someone told me the Derby is so hard to predict because, of course, you have so many horses, and some of them, you know, have no chance. But there's so many horses thrown into the pack. But a little bit different for the Preakness and a little bit different for the Belmont, too, because of the distance in the Belmont with the long distance. That's probably why they decided, you know, Todd Pletcher and then Bob Baffert winning his horse, winning the Preakness, they probably decided better of it to keep their horses out of it because they don't have a chance at the Triple Crown anyway. They both have money horses, and it didn't make sense for them, I guess. Although it would have been exciting to see where they would have finished. I'm going to say Super Saver was so out of gas that probably wouldn't have done all that well. All right, a couple of other quick things for you, this one anyways, in tennis. Rafa Nadal, 18th Masters title. How about it? And he's in the record books now. You know, for a while he was nursing an injury with his knee, but this guy is still so young. You forget these tennis players when you look at them, how young they are. So Rafa had his way with Roger Federer, 6-4, 7-5 in the Madrid final, and he takes the title. He's a Spaniard, so the people went crazy for him, and he returns to his number 2 ranking as far as the men go in tennis, but he wins a record 18th Masters title. That's a big deal, to say the least.